This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball with Novibet. Get ready for the new Premier League season with unbeatable value every single weekend. Novibet, more power to you. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
Welcome back to Tuesday night's Off the Ball. I can let you know that Sarah Healy has slipped back into the pack here in the 5,000 metre final in Birmingham. We are halfway through at this point, so she just needs to be careful of what's going on around her. Probably two runners to her right. She's kind of ensconced in the middle there inside the track, so can't really make a move from where she's at. She's probably dropped down to around 9 or 10th at this point. Now, we're turning our attention back to the James McLean story. You'll have seen the reports yesterday that there was a move from Derry City to terminate his contract, despite the fact that his deal had 2 years left to run. However, James McLean showed up to training this morning. It was an open training session. He was the last player to arrive, didn't take any questions from a large media presence, but he was there. To talk about this, very happy to say that Kevin McLaughlin, who's a freelance sports journalist and co-host of Talking Derry City, Everywhere We Go, the podcast, is with us on the line. Kevin, how are you doing?
Good evening. How are we?
All good. Give us the latest here. What's going on?
Well, it's just been another crazy day as far as Derry City is concerned. In the last week, you've had obviously Tiernan Lynch departing. And then this week has just been sort of the James McLean show, I suppose you could say, with the expected announcement last night. People were sort of saying that Derry City had terminated his contract. As you said, he comes into training today. He's the last player to arrive in front of a large media presence standing outside the Brandywell for a day that's open, as you said earlier, for the Fila experience in Derry this week. And there's a whole pile of kids in there to see Derry City train. They've got that, and James McLean rocks in and was shouted at by reporters, "Would you say anything?" He declined to say anything, and then they asked, "Are you still a Derry City player?" And he said clearly as he walked into the Brandywell.
So he clearly is still a Derry City player. What's going to happen next here? Is there discussions ongoing, do we know, or is there a lack of communication right now between the hierarchy of the club and James McLean? And as far as the player is concerned, it's business as usual.
Well, I think there's a lot of that, to be honest with you. And I think the hierarchy have spoken to James. From what I'm led to believe, James obviously isn't happy with the believed outcome of Derry City going to look and terminate their contract. So I think this will rumble on. I feel for Mark Connolly, who's just come in as interim boss and has sort of been handed this to try and sort this out. But you're right, the hierarchy have to step up here at Derry City and make some type of announcement, because this just is not good for the football club. And it's not good for James McLean too, to be fair.
Yeah. So I'm kind of confused as to where things broke down here. Was it communicated to McLean? Do we know that his contract was being terminated? Did he simply say no and show up to training, or actually was it off the mark and his contract was never terminated?
No, as I say, because no one's coming out 100% to confirm anything, neither James nor Derry City, it's still a lot of conjecture and a lot of rumours and everything else. But there's too many people, shall we say, talking and writing about this for a lot of it not to be true.
Yes, so no smoke without fire. And
correct.
I guess where things are going to be at loggerheads, if there are still discussions happening, is around the condition of James McLean. So it's understood, this is according to the Irish Times earlier, that he could challenge the club's bid to oust him, insisting that a contract can't be cancelled by one party. And then also when it comes down to a player's ability or otherwise to actually play, given the physical side of his contract can only be determined after consultation with a doctor or whatever. So James McLean could reasonably come to the club with evidence from a doctor saying he's fine to play, even if the club is under the impression that he isn't in the physical condition we thought he was when we signed him.
That's the crush hit, you know. That's the sort of they're in that grey area. Both of them are going to be saying one thing. Derry are saying one thing. James is saying another. Then you're going to have to go to an independent if it gets that far. I would like to think it doesn't get that far, and something can be sorted with James and the hierarchy and the coaching staff at the club, because it's been turmoil the last couple of weeks. It really has been like a circus up here from one thing to another.
How has the fan sentiment towards McLean changed, if at all?
Listen, it's definitely still quite a strong contingent backing James and feeling that the decisions of the club regarding Tiernan Lynch's tender, he possibly should have been ousted long before. I know every week and off the ball yourselves, the League of Ireland podcast, Gareth McLennan, Vinny Purf, been very sort of vocal and they're shocked that Tiernan was still on the job for as long as he was. It just wasn't working out for him. James was pretty vocal on social media, and that's where I think a lot of supporters are very upset with James, are not happy that he done this on social media. It's one of these things where if you're upset, what's happened in the change room stays in the change room, and James let in a lot of fans' opinions too much of that out of the dressing room and the public domain on social media, and that was wrong. A lot of fans are very annoyed at that. But yeah, there's still a lot of people saying, look, maybe he went to the club, voiced his concerns and nothing was done, so he went to social media, so they're backing him.
So to sum up, the fans weren't necessarily pro Tiernan Lynch, but they would have been of the opinion that Tiernan Lynch didn't deserve to be criticised in public by one of his own players.
That's exactly it. You know, there are not many fans at the Brandywell that were backing Tiernan Lynch, but I've got to a stage where they were actually feeling sorry for Tiernan Lynch because of the sort of the criticism one of his players in the change room was coming out and saying on social media. They were just going, look, that can't happen. You're particularly from somebody that's centurion with Ireland and he's played across the water. He knows how to be professional, and James wasn't on them occasions when he was on social media. And even on RT doing the punditry for the World Cup, he had a few wee sort of sly digs there too. A lot of people weren't happy with that.
In your opinion, did it come down to a situation where the club had to choose between the manager and James McLean?
Well, I wouldn't even say it did come down to that, to be brutally honest. I just think it got to a stage where eventually you might as well say the chairman says, look, enough is enough. We give enough chances. We give Tiernan Lynch Europe to see if he can progress. And albeit, to be fair to Derry City and Tiernan Lynch, they get the toughest draw in any of the League of Ireland clubs regarding the teams that they had a face in CSK Sofia and Raja last week. And they were knocked out of Europe, but I think that was the final straw as far as Philip O'Doherty was concerned. He thought maybe Tiernan could turn things around, which he did at Larne, qualifying for the group phases. He gave Tiernan a chance. Didn't happen. And I know it does look like James or Tiernan. I actually don't think it's that. I think it's just the chairman has just went, no, enough is enough. The manager has to go and I'm going to change it up.
I'm kind of more interested at this point in the discussion and actually talking philosophically about where this whole James McLean saga sits for you as a Derry City fan. Dion Fanning was with us in the news round there talking about this being a really sad story in the context of the League of Ireland, which could do with a whole host of good news stories at the moment. Is that the defining emotion that you feel right now, that it is sadness, that it is sort of a heartbreaking probable conclusion to James McLean's life at Derry City?
I would have to agree. You know, when James came back, myself and a lot of friends of mine that are season ticket holders and reporters who were covering Derry City for years, everybody was thinking James coming back can be that final piece in the jigsaw that Derry City fans all want. This is an elusive league title. We knew it wouldn't be easy for James and coming in and all, but he did think it was just going to bring that proper professional mentality, show the young players in the dressing room how you do it. And it hasn't worked out. There's no two ways about it. In fairness to James, slotting him in the midfield, by all accounts, him and Tiernan had a lot of discussions regarding that when he was coming back, because let's be fair, Michael Duffy was the best player in the country last year and one player of the year. Best left back probably in the country was Brandon Fleming. He didn't really need a left-sided player, to be fair. So when you brought James back, you weren't going to be sticking him in the stand. So it was, where do you fit him in? And then it was a case of putting him in centre midfield, and it just didn't work. There's no two ways about that. And then the injuries came, and all the field, the off-field stuff on social media, as I say, and it's just been, it has been disappointing for James. And look, it's so disappointing because everybody knows how much he loves the club in terms of over the years he would be buying jerseys, he'd be coming back for every cup final in a jersey, his son would be getting a jersey at Christmas, all these type of things. So we know that this, from a fan's point of view, I know having spoken to quite a few of my friends and our season ticket holder for years, as I say, they're very annoyed at the way he sort of conducted himself for, you know, being such a Derry City and League of Ireland advocate. It's certainly not been that way in the last number of weeks and months.
There was a semi-cryptic nature, I felt, to some of the things that he was saying, say even if you go back to his appearance on RTE during the World Cup, when he was talking about how his family are enjoying being at home, myself, maybe not so much. He was talking about these conversations that you'd have on the phone, and then you come home and then you quickly realise that what you hear on the phone is not what you see in reality. For your money, was that entirely aimed at the manager at the time, or did those comments reflect a deeper unhappiness with the club?
I think it was both. I think it was definitely the manager. A lot of it has always been about the manager and Tiernan Lynch. He didn't have a lot of time for Tiernan Lynch. But I think he's been very frustrated at some other aspects around the club that he doesn't feel is what he was sort of maybe led to believe was going to happen to him. And he's just taken out all the frustration, as I say again, on social media and whatever else. And as I say, he may have had these conversations with the powers that be, and that's where he thought, look, the only way I can go here is go nuclear as such and go on the social media.
What are the other things that the club he might have been unhappy with?
Well, as I say, it's just maybe that you've moved out the own big. It's a fantastic facility. You go on to Celtic Park and the pitch, I know it's taken a couple of months to get ready for the branding, but all these wee things. And then you're sort of looking at stuff that, can you get your own home base back in Derry? The manager, for instance, majority of the players, not the majority, but quite a few of the players maybe were coming out of training on every day of the week and turning right and going back to Belfast rather than coming into the city. And Derry is unique and their supporters are unique. If you buy into it, you can do anything. You can walk on water as such. And that's the thing. The players, you've only seen them, quite a few of them, on a Friday night and a match night. And certainly Tiernan Lynch and his brother Seamus, who've been part of the background team, that both of them have left, they were also turning right and going to Belfast after coming out of training in Dungiven and not been seen in Derry unless it was a match night, and that was unfortunate.
Well, why is that so important? Look, it's pretty obvious why it is, but I just kind of want to hear you explain that, because look, a lot of people listening to this maybe will have had the opportunity to go to games at the Brandywell but won't actually be living in Derry. Why is it important that the team are seen in the city outside of match days?
Look, it's a one club city, and it doesn't matter what sport it is, it's Derry City. Having worked previously in the Derry Journal, the back page every week, Tuesday and Friday, had to be a Derry City story, or people would stop you and go, what's happening at Derry City? Why do you have Derry GAA playing the All-Ireland final at Croke Park? Why is it not Derry City still on the back page? That's the type of mentality you have in Derry. And, you know, even hark back this week on social media, I think it was this time yesterday or date-wise, Derry beat Gretna famously 20 years ago yesterday, and that's still talked about. That squad is still talked about. Stephen Kenny is still talked about because of that European run. That squad didn't win a league title, but you know, you had only Sean Hargan, Peter Hutton, Darren Kelly, Gary Beckett, and that squad that won a league title. And previous, the last time Derry won the league, he obviously had Declan Devine and Paul Hegarty was part of Stephen Kenny's backroom team then. But that whole squad, from Kieran Martin to Kevin Deary to Rory Higgins, they're still talked about to this day and they're still worshipped. And that's the uniqueness. You know, if you buy into it, and I know them players I may have mentioned are local, like Kevin Deary and Gareth McGlynn, obviously, but you still have like boys like Kieran Martin, you had Kevin McHugh from Donegal, Stephen O'Flynn, David Ford. These people would still talk to you about that whole experience in Derry in 2005 and 2006. And these boys, particularly Flinner and David Ford, they have no association to Derry City apart from them 2 or 3 years they played here. So you buy into it, as I said earlier, you can walk on water and do whatever you like.
And were all those players living around the city, you'd see them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, not just on match nights?
Correct. They're living in the city. They're in the city. They're out in the town having a cup of tea, seeing the fans going to do and get their Friday big shop, as they would say, in Sainsbury's or wherever. And the first thing they're told, they're talking about, are you fit? Are you ready for this week? I know it's, we're only playing such and such, but we need the one. It was just constant. And they knew then, hey, this is a massive football club, regardless we hear it. But when you look at maybe in Google and see they haven't won so many league titles, that's fine. But when you come to the city and you're in the city 24/7, you find out how big it is.
So is this actually a symptom of something greater? It's far from just James McLean here, that there is a feeling amongst the fan base that there is a distance growing between them and the players.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily all the players. There's no, the players, to be fair, now, but it was definitely unfortunate for Tiernan Lynch. And I don't want to sound like it's a bashing Tiernan Lynch because I don't like that, but it did feel like Tiernan just didn't buy into it. You know, there was even, you know, stupid wee things like match nights. Tiernan would do his media and he would be gone, out the door. Some of these players are still having their share. Now, he's went in these players and spoke to them, but it's just them wee things, the manager and the assistant manager's out the door before the players have left their changing room. You know, it's them wee things where you sort of get the feeling, does Tiernan really want to be here, or does he just want to come up, get his wages, be the manager and go home again? And you know yourself, particularly when you're the manager and you're the face of the club, you have to, you know, be there at the better end as such, and firstly turn the lights out at the Brandywell type of thing.
Luke has been in touch on WhatsApp. 0879 180 180 is our number, to say, I think the post of him watching Wrexham instead of Derry City last Friday was the straw that broke the camel's back. How did that go down, the Instagram story of him watching Wrexham?
Listen, that was picked up by everybody, and that's the big thing. You know, what we were led to believe, obviously the announcement of Tiernan came on Wednesday. James was at training on Wednesday. The announcement came after the training. So when James was leaving the Owen Begg training facility, he said something to a couple of reporters who talked about it today on local radio station up here. He said, listen, I've been offered to retire. And at the time, they didn't know if this is a tongue-in-cheek or a James just making a joke. And because everything that was going on with Tiernan took centre stage, nobody sort of picked up anything. But then there was reports coming out that he didn't, or he may not have attended training on the Thursday. And then the Friday night is, well, that's James McLean's night when he was playing with Wrexham, playing with Sunderland, playing with anybody. He was watching Derry City every week. So for him then to put on Instagram last Friday night that he's sitting in the house and watching his former club Wrexham play Middlesbrough in the Carabao Cup, that says a massive story to supporters, and everybody's going, here, there's something not right here.
What do you think actually happens next year? Like, I'd imagine McLean will be able to dig the heels in here for as long as he wants, but is there a case that actually that retirement piece does just come into view for him?
Well, this could be it. Like, you know, James knows himself with the injury that he had, he possibly was going to possibly have to retire just before the Shamrock Rovers game earlier this season when Derry went to Celtic Park. And obviously broke on the Thursday night, James put on Instagram he was going to London to see a specialist. You know, we don't know the whole ins and outs of that report, but by all accounts, he got the thumbs up that he could play on. But we don't know how long. You know, it could be a case of, could Derry City maybe give James, right, listen, Tiernan's gone, we're going to keep it going to the end of the season. And James maybe just says to himself, listen, I can't continue. This hip is giving me too much bother. No one knows. And unfortunately, at the minute, that's the problem, because no one knows. It's just going to keep rumbling on. But you're right, he may have just retired at the end of the season. And to be honest, probably gracefully then, and people would have been quite happy with that and says, right, fair to you, and maybe help Derry win an FAI Cup, because, you know, people are forgetting that the biggest game of the season takes place this Friday against UCD.
Yeah. Yeah, it must feel very frustrating, because quite often we talk about Derry City as a club who potentially have the best resources to potentially challenge Shamrock Rovers and to give us a proper title race, and it just hasn't materialised. That anticipation must have been greater than ever at the start of this season when McLean is announced.
100%, and it wasn't just McLean, it was obviously James Clark coming in, Dara Murphy coming in, you know, there was a lot of Rob Slavin coming at centre half. You're thinking, here, listen, this is ready to rumble here now, this can tick off. The likes of Ciarán Winchester and Liam Boyce, Gavin White were going to have their time off, because they'd obviously came mid-season from England and Scotland respectively last year. Then they were having their mid-season break, or sorry, they had their end-of-season break, and then came in, they'd fresh, ready to go, and let's get ready to rumble. But it just, for one thing or another, the cracks, to be honest, you started to appear when you seen even the first game of the season, Sligo 2-1, two late goals, Josh Thomas scored a winner in stoppage time. But when you actually went home and you sat in the bar and you reflected, you sort of went, yeah, that was poor. You know, we can't get, it's first game of season, so let's see what it's like. But it was poor, and it just didn't tick off. Like, you know what I mean? It was, for whatever reason, it just hasn't taken off. And it's so disappointing, because what the players and the squad did last year, when they finished second, 3 points behind Shamrock Rovers, I get it was no more 3 points behind Shamrock Rovers in normal terms. But yes, the league table says that. But I think what frustrated a lot of the players was the senior players that I would know, the amount of signings that Tiernan did in the off-season, I think it was 12 or 13 players. It didn't need that amount of surgery. I think you were close to maybe 15 or 20 players from in and out at the end of the season. And that wasn't needed, to be brutally honest. And it has proven that fact.
Okay. Kevin McLaughlin, freelance sports journalist and co-host of the Talking Derry City Everywhere We Go podcast. Appreciate your time this evening.
Football on Off the Ball with Novibet. Get ready for the new Premier League season with unbeatable value every single weekend. Novibet, more power to you. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie. This is News Talk.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best football analysis from the likes of Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Owen Doyle, Keith Tracy, Henry Winter and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.